What's up, Illini? I'm Peyton Wessner, and welcome back to ISN Now, the official podcast of Illini Sports Night. The power of a Twitter poll. Isn't it beautiful? I need to thank each and every one of you who commented and provided your opinion on the hypothetical Fighting Illini Legends draft between Nelly Okwuemo Costa and myself. Twitter, Facebook, personal text, I heard from you. Now, I must say, you all must take yourself a lot more serious than I. Yeah, I'm talking to you new listeners. Regarding my Fighting Illini draft, you really didn't understand the essence of my picks, did you? Well, you picked poorly, Peyton. Clearly you don't know anything about Fighting Illini athletics. I respectfully disagree, because my picks did exactly as they were designed to do. Create conversation and drive dialogue. My picks are not the best Fighting Illini of all time. I don't even believe I tried to accentuate such. As soon as Nelio picked Dick Butkus, I knew I was in for a long night. Sure, I could have countered with Red Grange, Luther Head against Darren Williams. I could even have pulled out some greats such as Juice Williams and Rashad Mendenhall. I could have. I didn't. It's fine. We needed a clear winner in this competition. You picked the right guy. 82 votes at the time of this recording. 89% going to Nelio, aka Venetius. My picks are players I feel deserve more attention in Illinois athletics history. That was why I went with someone such as Myers Leonard, a lottery pick, the last NBA draft pick from the University of Illinois. He doesn't get talked about nearly enough, in my humble opinion. I went with him number one. Isaiah Martinez, two-time national champion in wrestling. Why does he only get discussed in Huff Hall and the wrestling room? His collegiate career deserves more attention even after the fact. He's one of the best Fighting Illini of all time. If he played basketball or football, his lore would be greater. Allie Bastinelli, why did you pick her? Some say she was not even the best player on her team. Jordan Poulter received much of the attention in college and very well deserved. A fantastic athlete is Poulter. Bastinelli had a lot of big plays in her own right during her 4 years in Champaign-Urbana. Underrated is she, and so is her contributions to the volleyball program. Finally, James Augustine. How could you pick James Augustine over Darren Williams, Luther Head, Roger Powell, D. Brown? Friends, new listeners, critics, Augustine played an important role in the national finalist team. Someone had to grab rebounds and clean the glass. Augustine knew his role, and I gave him a shout. Plain and simple. But thank you, seriously, thank you, for the comments and the traction, the graphic, and the poll received. Fighting Illini fans are some of the most passionate in all of the country. You indicated such, and I am so appreciative. Then again, I'm a little disappointed because you didn't get the theme behind my team. It's fine. I never intended on winning a poll. I intended on driving conversation. Conversations. We have one today. Part 2 with Nelly Okwuemo Costa. That's Frog Splash from the Top Rope, and get back to it. We're joined by Nelly Okwuemo Costa on ISN Now. You likely know him as Venetius at Coastal Championship Wrestling. Nelly, I mentioned how you also manage at CCW. CCW and WWE run parallel in my mind from a standpoint that your promotion has a training facility, just as the WWE Performance Center. Wrestling, amateur and professional, is very much combative. Sweat is swapped, and like in mixed martial arts, athletes can get busted open. So what has been the challenges of running a training center during this time with COVID-19?
That is crazy. It really is crazy. Like, we have 26 active professional wrestling students at Coastal Championship Wrestling, and those guys are training, you know, 4 or 5 times a week, bumping and working together. And then, of course, you know, the guys who are really busting their butts, like, they're the ones on the show. They're the ones getting, you know, higher matches. So it's really a nice environment, very similar to the Performance Center. Who's going to get better? Who's going to look better? Who's going to promote themselves better? And we have a little mini Performance Center. You know, we have guys from NXT who come down. Mm-hmm. And they tell us exactly, you know, then they train with us. You know, obviously my business partner, Pablo Marquez, he's world-renowned, very well-known in the wrestling business, former WWE light heavyweight contender. He was an ECW original. And then Dan Ackerman, who's also with us, he's a former ECW original as well. So, you know, we get these guys in the business, like from NXT, who come down and they'll show us, okay, this is grape squashers. You got to do 16 minutes of grape squashers in the WWE, and it's holding the ropes and then basically squashing invisible grapes and doing up downs for 16 minutes, and then rolling out and then doing, you know, burpees and up downs and all that type of stuff. So we have that type of competitive environment that we like, that we that is very similar to the WWE. Problem now is we're at home. You know, for almost a month now, yeah, actually more, longer than a month now, we haven't been able to run our regular classes. Luckily me, I can go there in the morning by myself, Lysol the ring, hit the ropes, forward flip bump, flat back bump, whatever, you know, by myself. You know, I don't like to get anybody there to wrestle. I wish my girlfriend, my wife really, I wish my wife would wrestle, because then I, you know, then we can actually, you know, I can wrestle with somebody. I wrestle with her at home, but I mean in the ring. But the rest [S2] Right. [S1] Of the guys, you know, they're at home. So it's really, really difficult. You know, we still have to pay the rent. You know, our landlord didn't cut us a break, you know, not a dollar. So we're still paying the rent. And I didn't ask, we didn't ask the students to, you know, pay their monthly tuition. A lot of them did anyway, you know, thank goodness. So it's been really, really difficult. And when is, you know, we run monthly out of the school. About 130 people there, and you know, we like to tape those shows, and a lot of that is, you know, sometimes those school shows are more fun than the larger shows, but what happens is now is, when are we going to run? You know, we had four paid shows, you know, four different companies that we were going to come in and we basically do everything they pay us to come and perform, and those were had to be postponed. You know, some of them will definitely cancel. You know, we're working with a casino in South Florida here, where we're developing a show that we were talking about potentially doing a weekly show at this casino, like almost like a, you know, like in comic books, you have like Earth 1 and Earth 2. We had like all this stuff happening, and then bam, like COVID-19 comes in and completely like wipes all of these things out. We don't know when wrestling's going to come back. You know, we have a huge show on June 6th, Summer Glory, one of our biggest shows. I had like, I don't even want to say who, but I had a surprise opponent coming for me that, you know, I paid his plane ticket. We paid his plane ticket. We're so excited for it. And now we don't know if we're ever going to be able to use him, because I don't even want to tell you why. But, you know, those are the type of things where it's like, man, you know, you put talent there. You know, we have to book the venues. We have to put a lot of marketing stuff. And now we don't even know. We don't know when wrestling's coming back. So, and for me, most importantly, is the students at the school. We don't know when, you know, hopefully in a couple of weeks we can get back in there, but we're going to be sweating all over each other, and hopefully nobody has the COVID-19, you know?
For you individually, you mentioned how your girlfriend doesn't wrestle, but we've seen on WWE content how it helps when you have Edge and he's training with Beth Phoenix. You have Roderick Strong and Marina Shafir in NXT training with one another, keeping the iron sharp. So you mentioned how you're moving around in the ring, but is there anything else that you're doing to really keep the iron sharp?
Yeah, you know, it's actually kind of crazy. In the last month, I'm down about like 30 pounds, and I'm wondering how I'm losing all this weight. And it's the realization is, you know, I do have a squat rack in my garage. I do have a swimming pool and a Florida room. I know you're jealous about the Florida room. Yeah. I have the swimming pool, so I'm in the pool, and then you know, I've it's funny because I'm losing weight because I've kind of changed my eating habits. And Pablo looked at me the other day and he's like, man, you better stop losing weight, because you're going to start not looking like a monster anymore. You're going to start looking like a mortal man. So, it's been okay. You know, like, I feel much better actually. When you're wrestling so much, when you're in the ring 4 days, in wrestling class, and then of course your wrestling matches on the weekend and all that type of stuff, you just get a bunch of injuries. And I had a bunch of just nagging injuries, like my ankle was killing me, you know, like my quads were not feeling great, you know, my shoulders are always hurting. And these last 3 weeks, a lot of stuff has healed that I didn't even realize was injured. So there's a positive on that end, but man, you gotta just keep your body right and make sure you're eating what you need to be eating.
As many up-and-comers on the indies, you have a full-time job away from wrestling. You also have a 7-week child. How do you juggle all this? This has to be crazy.
It's insane. Yeah, I have a 7-week-old. She's the most beautiful thing. She has the most beautiful smile in the whole world. Her name's Cielo, which is sky in Spanish, and she's so perfect. And so for her, you know, it's like, it's a weird thing because I'm upset about COVID-19, of course. You know, people are losing their jobs, but it's bittersweet because I'm spending so much time with my daughter that I never would have been able to had this virus not come. come, you know, had not come to us. So I love to spend time with her. I love to hold her. And then, of course, I'm in the construction business and the construction industry myself. So, you know, I'm still working during the day, you know, making sure that, you know, certain international shipments are where it needs to be. And then, of course, you know, professional wrestling is a full-time job, you know, helping to run the media at Coastal Championship Wrestling, you know, and obviously the business aspect of it has been, it's been a lot to juggle. But, you know, when you love something, like when I'm working with Coastal Championship Wrestling, when I'm doing that type of stuff, it doesn't feel like work. It doesn't feel like time. Like, time just moves so much quicker, you know? So it doesn't feel like work. And there are times when, you know, we've been running for 16 years. So I have 16 years of shows that were on DVD and that I have footage of that I haven't really been editing together, putting commentary on, and making it ready to be able to show the world, you know, on a more of a national stage. Now this has been an opportunity for me to do so. So you know, when you do something you love, it doesn't feel like work, you know, and it doesn't feel like work for me. But on the other side, man, you know, I'm a little worried, you know, my baby's 7 weeks. When this thing is ready to go, man, I think wrestling is going to explode, and I want to be in Chile. You know, I have a potential deal with a company in Japan that I'd love to go and wrestle for 3-4 weeks in Japan for the first time. But at the same time, I have to make sure that it's not at a time where I'm going to miss my daughter's first words.
Right. And that has to be a very important thing that you're trying to balance and juggle at this moment. Wow. One of your go-to moves is a choke slam. Undertaker, Kane, Lady Kane, come on, Tegan Nox in NXT, I had to throw that in there. They all use this move. What is your inspiration for this maneuver and the use thereof?
Yeah, so I love the choke slam, and you know who is a very underrated choke slam is Scott Hall choke slam.
Yeah.
And you know, Scott Hall would have a great choke slam where he gets down and underneath and just bam, hits him with that choke slam. That's my inspiration. I love the Giant, I love the Undertaker, but they have this like drawn out, grab the throat, the guy's freaking out, then he lifts him up in the air and kind of tucks him in and drops him. But I like a very very efficient choke slam. So I have that Scott Hall choke slam. Yeah, I love it. And also Earthquake with that big Earthquake splash. I've been using that as a finish, and it's wonderful. And it's funny because no one's been using it. So I was in Panama and I hit the Earthquake splash for the three, and the place erupted just because people forgot about that move. You know, like you stomp around their head, hit the rope, and then bam, you just kind of just squat on a guy. And a guy my size, that's the thing, I can't be losing weight. A guy my size, it looks pretty nice when you know 350 pounds just smashes down on a guy. So a little baby John Tenta, you know.
Oh, without a doubt. And shifting gears a little bit, everyone's journey in this industry of professional wrestling, it's different. You went to school at the University of Illinois. Some skipped college completely. For you, what has been the most rewarding part of your path in professional wrestling?
Man, that's a great question. The most rewarding path is to become, like, I knew that I was going to promote professional wrestling. I always knew I was eventually going to promote professional wrestling. I was so interested in that aspect of it, and I always had my eyes open. But when I was given the opportunity, and it's fairly recently given the opportunity, to come in as a partner in a company that's been around for 16 years, Coastal Championship Wrestling, that has had a world champion like Dustin Rhodes has been our world champion, the Blackheart, Dave Johnson, Antonio Banks, MVP, started in Coastal Championship Wrestling.
That's right.
In 2004. I mean, Dan Ackerman handed him a key to the facility, and really MVP, his sword was sharpened at the CCW training facility. So the fact that I could become a partner in a company that has the type of intellectual property, even like the characters and the time and the shows, amazing history, and then be able to grow on that instead of starting from scratch, which I always figured my whole life I'd eventually just start a promotion from scratch. I have 16 years to build upon, and that was probably the most rewarding thing is that Pablo Marquez, they felt that you're at a point now where, you know, come in and be our business partner, and let's push this promotion into a national level. You know, I want Coastal Championship Wrestling to be seen in the same way that Ring of Honor and MLW are seen. it's going to take another 5 years or whatever, however long it takes. It's going to take, you know, $1 million to do whatever it's going to take. But I want to get it there. And that's been so rewarding. You know, more, you know, obviously I love professional wrestling. I love winning. I love losing in the ring. I love it all. But it's been so rewarding to be able to eventually be able to build Coastal Championship Wrestling into what I think it can be.
You speak of the past stars. There's also been some alumni who have come through CCW who have had quite the impact on the mainstream brands. We're talking about a Mercedes Martinez, a Rachel Evers now in NXT. We're talking about a Santana Garrett. We'll get you out on this. What are your personal aspirations in sports entertainment, Nelio?
Well, you know, I'm in my early 30s, so it's funny because it's like, you know, I'm an old guy in this business now. You know, I know Bill Goldberg was 53 and he won the world title recently, and, you know, Jericho was 49 and he was AEW champion. I have no delusions that I'll be in the world wrestling entertainment. I have no delusions that I'll ever work for AEW, as you know, maybe I'd love to be an enhancement talent. I'd love to have John Moxley hit me with a light tube on TNT. That would be like amazing. That'd be my pinnacle, you know. If he could do that, or give me a dirty deeds like into barbed wire or something like that. You know what? That's perfect. But me personally, man, just being out there on the independence, and you know, wrestling. I want to wrestle in so many different countries. I want to wrestle in not just South America, not just, you know, the countries that I've already wrestled in. I want to wrestle, want to go to Japan, which will be done by 2021. If we have this interview, I will tell you about my 2-3 weeks in Japan. But I want to go to Japan. I want to go to these places. I want to wrestle all these places. But most importantly, I you know, there's so many things I want to do within CCW too, and bring it to a level where, you know, people will remember. You know, it's about legacy too. You know, when I'm old, hopefully my daughter, I mean, she's built like a tank, by the way. She's a, like, in a good way, she's a monster. Yeah. You know, like, she's a future Tamina. You know, I don't want to say Nia Jax because I don't want her to hurt people.
Right.
But, like, she looks great. So, you know, if in 20 years my daughter turns to me and says, like, hey, I want to be a professional wrestler, I'll say, okay, well, we have this company that is awesome, that is, you know, a one rung or two rungs down from World Wrestling Entertainment, and you can wrestle there, and then maybe she can wrestle in the WWE. You know, my time is already passed. But in reality, you know, if I can go out there and have an entertaining match still, I'll wrestle till I'm 60 years old, you know, and because it's not on television, you know, if it's not on Monday Night Raw, then it's going to be a little bit more forgivable.
What a full circle moment that would be to have your daughter have the itch to wrestle. I'm not sure if your girlfriend would approve, but what a full circle.
She would kill me, actually. She would hate me for that.
Well, nevertheless, Nelio, this was an absolute pleasure. I always enjoy talking professional wrestling.
We'll do it again.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And after you have that experience in Japan, I cannot wait to hear about what you experience over there in the land of the rising sun. That has to be a career benchmark for you. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was ready to go. Right, my wife was pregnant, and it was like, you know what? If I go to Japan, well, my wife is 6 months pregnant or 5 months pregnant, she'll kill me. So I was like, let's wait. But then this COVID-19. But yes, it will happen. Get me back on. I'll tell you how the sushi tastes in Japan. I'll tell you how, you know, I want to just go and be a young boy for three weeks, and I'll tell you the entire experience. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be amazing. And to think, before your professional wrestling journey, you studied at the University of Illinois. Thank you so very much for your time.
All right, thanks, brother.
There he is, Nelio Cuomo Costa, someone who wrestles under the name Venetius at Coastal Championship Wrestling down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You can catch up with everything he does inside the ring at Venetius Fights on Twitter. Venetius, VinicIous. I really enjoyed the conversation because professional wrestling is a very unique career, and he studied at the University of Illinois, has done some wonderful things professionally outside the squared circle, now enjoying success inside the squared circle. You may have noticed we have changed our post schedule a little bit. We are now going on Wednesdays with the first episode each week. So go ahead and make a reminder in your calendar. You know where to follow Alani Sports Night on Twitter. You found that. That is at UI7ISN. You can follow me at PCWESNER. Join the conversation. Get a hold of me. Get in touch. And that's have a dialogue. As far as on Facebook and YouTube, Alani Sports Night, follow and subscribe. It's Wednesday, a very important day in professional wrestling each week. So it is very fitting we had this great interview with Nelly Okwuemeokasta. And I'll talk to you next time.